Mr. Bryson. This is directed to you. This question comes from 11th District voter. What are your views concerning the regulation of guns? Are there any restrictions that are not in place that you would support?
Absolutely. I would make sure that every gun owner has registration for the guns that they own. I am no problem with the Second Amendment. I totally agree with the Second Amendment. But I think that we've got to be in a situation where we can control those guns that are in the general public and keep them out of hands of people who are unbalanced. And I would like to see gun ownership itself, the gun owners themselves, take the lead in this. I would see that, could see that there is a great need for them understanding the need for safety of their guns. And because I want to tell you something, America will not continue to stand mass murder. My cousin lives in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, and he tells me that little town has never recovered from that mass murder in that school. So we have got to find some way of finding gun safes and gun registration. We should never let someone buy a gun who's on the no-fly list. That's, you know, they're unsafe. So let gun owners think about this. Think about this. Find the means of securing your guns so that they can be only in your hands.
Are you suggesting a national gun registry?
No, I'm suggesting that gun owners band together and fix this problem so that there can be no access to firearms to people who are unbalanced.
More thorough background checks.
Physical safety for the guns themselves.
All right. Mr. Meadows, question to you.
We disagree on this particular issue. It certainly sounded like a federal gun registry is what he was talking about when he mentioned that to me. And I can tell you that I would be opposed to that. And let me also say that when we start to look at liberties and we start to take those back, when we are constitutionally protected freedoms, when we start to take those back, we've got to be very careful there. And so the gentleman talks about, well, we need to keep them out of the hands of those who seek to do harm. Anytime there's a gun-related violence, it's terrible. But let me tell you where the majority of the gun-related violence is. It's in Chicago, which has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. It's in Washington, D.C. When I moved there, there were more gun-related deaths in the first 10 days that I was there than in the last 10 years in Western North Carolina. So it has nothing to do with the laws that are on the books. It has to do with the heart of the individual. Do we need to make sure that we have those with mental health issues, that we treat them? Yes, I've been very supportive. I'm a co-sponsor of that as we look at that, mainly because I've heard from my law enforcement officers that that's a real issue as we start to look at it. But here's the thing is, when we start to look at that, what's the next freedom and liberty that we have? Is it freedom of the press? Is it freedom to speak out? I mean, just because we think that today we're going to be able, unless he's going to ban all the guns, I can tell you it is not legal to have explosives in New York City, but yet we just saw a terrorist activity with explosives. You know, so just because it's illegal, criminals do illegal things. It's the law abiders that go by the law, so a federal registry won't do anything to that effect.
He suggests that wouldn't work, Mr. Bryson.
Well, I wasn't suggesting a federal registry. I was suggesting that we have all guns licensed, that when you go to a show, sign up for a license and not walk in and come out with a gun without that's not for which you don't have a license. But I want to ask one question. Yes, we have a freedom to own gun, and I believe that. But the greater freedom is to live. How about those 26 kids that were shot in Connecticut? How about those kids that were shot at the university in Virginia? How about those kids that were shot in Orlando? What is the greater freedom, I ask you? I say it's the freedom to live.
Well, I want to go ahead and respond to that. I guess I got a 1-minute rebuttal here.
Yep.
And so let me just suggest that when we start to look at the cause of gun violence, it's not the gun. It's the person that actually pulls the trigger. And so to suggest that somehow we're going to be able to stop gun violence by registering them, it wouldn't affected any of the violence that he's talking about. Actually, in fact, in Sandy Hook, I believe it was a properly registered gun that got in the hands of someone else. And yet, even when we start to look at that, Frank, here's where we've got to understand, is when we start down that road of suggesting that somehow the crimes against humanity are because of one particular freedom, eventually we're going to do away with all of them. And life is precious. There's no one more pro-life than I am. But life is precious, and we need to make sure that we understand the cause. Most gun violence happens with a .22 caliber revolver. I didn't know that until I did research after Sandy Hook.
Did you want to offer a rebuttal?
Well, yes, the congressman is right. The gun that did the damage in Sandy Hook, I believe, was registered. But also, he made my point. A person who was unbalanced had access to that gun. We have got to stop the access.